we could start talking.
Are you sure you don't have one more Dapa you could go to? It's so delicious today.
I have a few more, but I saw the crowd.
Oh, please, by all means, carry on.
No. I've had enough Zappa. Who's Cha-Cha? Let's try Cha. She's got lists of crap and stuff. Okay, Cha, you want to talk to Ion?
Thank you very much, Bob. The first question is...
Hey, Cha, can you get on your phone? Are you
yes, can you hear me? Is that better?
Yeah, there's a lot of resonance and echo. If you can get on your phone rather than speakerphone.
Just like Zappa, it's irritating.
Yes, okay. Let me just dial the number.
How are you talking to me?
On micro-sip with a headphone.
Bob, just turn your sound power down a little bit. It should compensate.
That's
better right there.
Good. The first thing is the apartment and its portal. I wanted to mention that it's not to do with the portal that I feel stressed, but to do with the landlord pressure to develop the block. And I think also on reflection, wherever I live, if I don't engage, I'll always be stressed and blame it on my home.
That's right. The development is the issue. That's the issue. That's why they're trying to develop it, so they can make it larger and have more free reign. Now, they're in and out of there all the time already, anyway, but you already know that.
Yes.
And yet, those same troubles would follow you wherever you go. That's exactly right. Good.
Thank you.
Get that mama's mirror back, it'd be a lot better.
I've written a poem. I've written my intention. I've been to mirror shops. I can't find a photo. I've been through all my external hard drives. I shredded, but anyhow, I have another lead today. Now, do ascended beings and angels need to use portals?
They can. They don't need to, but they can.
Ascended beings creating. Will Bob just create his ideal ice cream like the Himalayan masters living in remote areas created banquets for visitors and travelers?
Well, it's ambivalent, but yes.
Ascending. Just as Roger Bannister ran the mile faster and others then broke his record, our listeners to Ion and Bob and Carolyn on payday who take the RNA reset products able to fast forward to ascending?
Yes.
Bilocating. When you bilocate, you duplicate.
Now we know, but don't do it. You've spent enough of you already.
I wanted to ask you, is bilocating something I do unconsciously? Because someone called Dorit said I came to tell her something in Canada.
Yeah, I know. Those Canadians, they'll say anything. But yes, she did. And we say don't, because you're going to get there. If you watch The Magicians, you can learn all about that very clearly.
I just wondered.
And stop. We're going to help you do it better, but we're not going to help you do it yet. You'll wake up at the bottom of a volcano.
No, I didn't want to, Ion. I just asked because of what
Well, yes, you do, or you wouldn't ask. You got to practice it. You can't even get Mama's mirror back. How in the world are you going to bilocate?
Exactly.
You won't. You will.
Yes.
You will. Hold tight.
Bilocation. Are the blueprints of various bodies stored in a kind of holographic cloud to download in a lifetime?
No, it's not a holograph. That's the wrong way to say it.
How many bodies have I got?
34.
Are we all one body anyway with one spiritual body?
No, you most certainly are not. But some of those things that you would be included in a humped in the junk with, you wouldn't be in the junk with. You'd wash yourself to death if you was in what some of them nasty humans around you do and get into and get all over. Ooh-wee, this show am good. Honey, yeah, no one would have to go through all that. Yeah, they do bad things over there, darling. No, answer is indubitably no.
Is the mystery body this main body?
Try it again.
Is the mystery body a kind of compilation that forms a hologram of all the different bodies when they're assembled?
Maybe.
Carrington event, Portal 2, that's my second portal question. If an overdue Carrington event takes place, would the portals be available to transport meat sack bodies to other venues?
Yes, they are, and that's what they do.
Perfect. Portal 4, apartment. Is what you call the broom cupboard located between the bathroom and the restroom?
Yes, that's correct.
Portal apartment. Can I take advantage of it without leaving an apartment to see the whole world or engage with it?
No, see, darling, that's the point. You can't take advantage of it without seeing what you see, because that's what you're taking advantage of. So, yeah, no, yes, you got to leave. You got to do it. It's whole hog sausage, honey. It's whole hog sausage. If you grind the sausage, use it all.
Portals 10. Are portals permanent or can they be moved?
Yes, they are permanent, and yes, they do sometimes move and wax and wane.
Portals 11. Are there maps of portal locations? Are coordinates
issued? Yes, they're on Carolyn's wall.
Oh. Are coordinates issued?
Yes, they are. Number one's working on them now. Think you learn to speak the language.
Won't beings from parallel worlds discover them if they're obvious? Well, that's a silly question. It wasn't on my list. I just asked it. Please ignore that question.
No worries.
Portals 12. Why did Corey Good, mentioned in a David Wilcox interview, say a blue orb transported him to Mars rather than use a portal?
Well, you're not sure he didn't anyway.
Okay. Portal 13, the star. Do the construction crew working on the star being built in space near to the Earth, apparently under construction for the past 30 years, use portals? The star is apparently visible from Earth. What is its purpose? Sorry, that's a double question. I just wondered how the workmen or the construction crew, is it like Scotty? Beat me up, Scotty, because how else would they get there?
Yes.
Fascinating. And can the meat sack go through portals to meet other people without using taxis, long-distance travel, automobiles? I think you've answered that. It's a yes, isn't it?
It is.
Portals 5. Do you need permission to go through portals?
Well, if you're not a god, yes, you do. But if you're a god, you don't need permission. You don't ask. You just go. We put a picture of the mirror on the Goober Snatcher.
Oh, thank you. That's fantastic. Portal 6.
Then you can find it. And if you don't find Mama's mirror, you're going to find that mirror. When you find that mirror, it won't be broken.
Oh, brilliant.
We're trying to help, darling, because you're putting pressure on this thing. And we're not trying to add pressure. We're just trying to get you there.
I know you are.
And it's going to be good. It's easy. Just take a nice Calgon, take me away, take a nice long soap, and it'll be okay. But your questions are good, so carry on.
Okay. Portal 6. I think I've heard the answer to this on a payday repeat. How do you make a return journey through the portal? I think you just intend to go back.
Well, it's sort of. Did you watch
sort
the OA yet?
No, but I've read it on Wikipedia. There are only the first four episodes listed. I'll have to sign up for Netflix. I can't wait to see it.
Check with the... wait a minute. Bart, find her a torrent so she can watch it another way. He'll put it on the Goober Snatcher.
Oh, thank you. Portal 7, can groups go through the...
He just put it on there. That's pretty good. Look at there. That's pretty good.
He is a portal type.
Prime wire. This is a prime wire.
Yes,
that's a good one.
Yes.
See how wonderful it is? Because now all of a sudden it's starting to connect. It's thinking up.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about. Slow down.
So, Portal 7. Okay, good. Portal 7, can groups go through portals together?
Yes, they do all the time. That's where all the demagogues are going. They're going to Canada.
Wow, brilliant. Portals 8, are portals permeating everywhere or are they unusual?
Links are links.
I missed that. I'm sorry. Hello? Hello? Oh, dear. Hello?
Yes, of course.
I missed that answer, but I expect it will be on the replay. Portals 9, when buildings are demolished and new ones put on site, do the portals stay in the same place, like ghosts walking through walls, etc.?
They're not limited like that.
Oh.
They're vast. When you drive an entire 747 through one, it's not like a keyhole.
Well, what's the difference between a portal and a gate?
Bob can do that. Oh, he's probably going to bed. Yeah, he's taking a little break. Okay.
So what's the difference?
A portal for little people and a gate for big people.
Okay.
Portals for people and the gates for railway stations.
Oh, okay. Huge area.
Yeah.
Location. Thank you. I'd like to ask a few more questions, if I may. Those were the portal
questions. You're doing good. You're doing good. That's good. Come on.
So exciting.
We play a game sometimes. I haven't done it in years and years. It's called Rapid Fire. But you ask the question just as fast as you can, and we answer it sometimes before you even answer it.
Excellent. Because
I would... And listen. It's just bam, 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 bam. It's so
really
much
like to get to this list. Yes.
Come on.
Engaging.
We're not as good as we once was, but we're good once as we ever was.
Okay. Engaging. Is it true that I get attached and obsessed with others I have had sex with because
I feel their
energy when
they're
not there?
Don't ask all that. Yes, you're going to expose it. Yes, you feel it. You connect to them before you do. You have engaged with them before you engage with them, and that's the point. That's why it's special. That's why it's special for you, sometimes more so than they. So don't hold back. Don't be available. Make yourself be elusive, and then they'll have to have you. Because the thing that you're connecting to is the thing they already get. And the thing they already get is the thing they want. The thing they want is what they got to get. And when they get it, they don't want it anymore. When you got pussy, darling, you don't want it. You have it.
Yes, true. But I feel like a lot of unwelcome energy are remotely after an encounter, and
Dispel it. Or chew its head off and spit down its throat hole. You ever heard of the Black Widow, honey?
What, the spider?
Put the venom in the veins.
No, I haven't.
No, he's saying, but you sure can. You put that construct in the conversation, and it changes everything. Because you're like, okay, I'm going to kill this motherfucker if I sleep with him. Okay? So you decide who you want to kill and who you don't. Bang, bang, bang. Okay, Nick.
Gold, Chinese. Did the original Chinese gold come from the mining operations of the Nephilim, as in the Zachariah Sitchin books?
No.
No. Oh, if so, did the daughters of men...
Shambhala.
Shambhala. And was that as depicted in the...
Next.
Now, just to go over my previous question about the Hiroshima survivors.
Open. They're open. They're all open. That's why they absorb the radiation. Go next.
Were they beyond particle level?
No.
No.
Next.
Lalique crystal, is it
maybe
made from
maybe
male
it
to
is
ghost?
It is. No,
okay.
It is not. But it is a version of it. It is the purest form of the lead crystal, which gives you that crystal clearness. And when you smell gold perfectly, it is crystal clear, like lalique is also
perfect. Fascinating. Money obsolete. If there is no money, will our homes be obsolete too?
No, money is not, it's not that. Money is debt. It's not obsolete. It's just debt. Money is debt. You have to print money.
Yes.
Well, that's why. So money is not obsolete. It's just debt. And who wants to work for debt? Who?
Are the different territories for the moon bases altered by the conquest of Saturn? Yes. The moon. Was the moon manufactured?
Yes. Still is. It's not quite finished yet. The dark side's not in heaven. They don't even have power play. They don't even have coal play and power play on the backside of the moon yet. But it's coming, baby. Don't you worry.
So the moon is a satellite.
Well, of course it is. But that's by its classical definition.
The moon. Does the spiral shape have a connection to the moon?
They're complaining. They're going. They're complaining on the Boobersnatcher that we're not going fast enough, darling. We
sorry.
Need to pick it up a little bit. No, it's all right. We're going to really
I'll
show
stop.
Them. Show them how to do it. We'll get it so fast.
Okay.
We'll get it so fast. They can't even tell
I'll skip some of them. Does the spiral shape
don't
have
you
a
dare
connection?
Don't you dare. This is ridiculous. Don't you do it.
Sorry. Does the spiral shape have a connection to the moon?
It can.
Do the conquerors of Saturn have a moon base?
Yes.
Are they conquering Neptune?
No.
Is Freemasonry nullified as a result of the conquest of Saturn?
It has been. It has been forever.
No time. Do we have a kind of zigzag past, future, past, so that we can fix any issues
on
timeline?
No, it loops. You take up any part of the fabric and you stitch it to another place. But up and down, over and under, and everything rabbit can do to a stump consistently, aboard, about, above, across Africa, along, amid, among, prepositions.
Fascinating. Other world listeners, how do beings escape the increasing chipping system of world government?
They don't.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? We only got 4/5 down. We got 1/5 to go. We'll get them.
Power. If you don't
ascend,
use your power,
you're done. Ascend,
you
you're
will
done.
Forfeit it. Please, can you give me an example of how I might use power on a daily basis? Is this through relationship, preparing for
best,
a court case?
You can make the best pot of tea ever. And that would affect all court cases.
Delicious. Pressure on the neck. Left side energy coming around 9 p.m. on the 11th of January. Who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good or bad? Method to determine
Paul
such
Emery.
Questions.
Paul Emery. So it was. Trying to get close to you and you didn't like it. Well, it will when he knocks on your fucking door. It will then.
Okay, thank you.
Then you love your old sock. You come in here to give me a shag and you're getting on me all in my Kool-Aid. No, thank you. Have a good day, sir. Yeah,
yes.
And you say, not in my world. Good.
Method to determine such...
Hold on 1 second. Bart,
I've nearly finished.
You're okay. We got all day, honey. You've listened to so many damn hours of Zampa, you get the rest of the day if you need it, darn. Don't you worry or hurry or nothing. Anyway, Bart, give Ann the new number to get from Europe so they can get into Bill's demagogue over there. So I had to get Bart together. He's got it right. Okay, now, sugar, go right on it.
The method to determine such questions about energy for myself.
You don't understand them. You don't know what pi is. You don't know how the amplitude of 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi works from the sine, cosine position from the Pythagorean theorem, which is also wrong. But see, all the science that you'd use to understand the words that were used, however superfluous, you can't use those words because they don't mean the same thing. It's like when you're trying to connect carbon atoms into a proton field. The proton field won't accept the carbon because it's too heavy. The charges are particularly not inclusive. So when you notice energy that's falling or flating or waning or waxing or an ohmage thereof, the ohmage comes from how you connect it. So the only carbon that counts are the ones that have a negative charge that can bind the proton to the neutron of the cell. And do you doing that, honey? You pissing in the wind. That was a good question. Next.
Third eye locked open, ascended, palms ascended. If to open the third eye means good and evil, so use of words are very important.
We don't even know what that means. Don't divide it that way, because it's good, bad, bad's good. It's good to be bad. We're positive you're fucked. See, all those things don't matter. Don't matter it.
You said to somebody on a payday replay that a person who was ascended had their third eye locked open and their palms were affected.
Yes,
my
they
question
are.
Is,
but so is everybody on the drops, too.
And you also said somewhere that when you have an open third eye, you have both good and evil aspects. So my question
it's
is...
not
is,
good or evil. There's not good
sorry.
Or evil. Those aspects... that's the reason we're saying. You're saying that the good is bad, and that's like saying, you're going to be up. Everybody with a third eye open is subject to up and down. Well, you are anyway. You are anyway. Whether you know it or not, whether you lack it or not, whether you do it or not, whether it is or not. It doesn't make any difference. You're giving the aspect of what's good and bad or up or down based on where you are. And if you're in the pits of hell, honey, ice water is sweet. But if you're living in the damn middle of the ocean, the last thing you want is a sip of water. You see, drowning somebody in water is perspective. So the good and bad part is what the superfluous part of your conversation. And we understand that it makes you feel good and it makes you feel bad. But, honey, if you chop your arm off, the best thing in the world could happen could get a hangnail. You ain't got a damn hand. A hangnail is great. So wouldn't it be very negatively based, a negative charged energy that would bring you to have a hangnail ion? Wouldn't that be the case? Wouldn't that be... Well, no, if you ain't got one now, it's perspective. I'd love to have a headache because you chopped my fucking head off. There's always relief when you stop hitting yourself in the head with a hammer.
Perfect.
And he put it on there for you, darling. That's the one Bart put up.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much, Ion. That's wonderful. Thank you, everybody. Oh,
01.
Was Andreas Moritz taken to Mars for some reason?
Oh, 01. We already answered it. Sorry, we're one ahead of you now. We're up on you.
Okay.
01.
Okay.
Come on, next one. We're doing good.
All right, and Angelic.
It's so much fun. We're feeling much better now, Bob. You about got us in a fucked up mood. The energies were terrible on us, Bob. It was terrible, but this is working out much better. So that's much better.
Well,
we just started this three damn days ago and got over all this bunch of bullshit. It's terrible.
Two points on the Angelic realm. Does hating others or do haters have to do with the Angelic realm in any way?
Yes.
So it's their pressure to kind of persuade you.
Don't say pressure, say markers. You did it, Mark. No, don't say pressure, say markers. It's okay. Because we would say, don't use a pressure cooker. Because you use a pressure cooker, it could blow up in your house. But no, it makes you cook the food really fast. So there's nothing wrong with pressure. Just don't use it as the driver point of why you have to be afraid of pressure, under pressure.
Well,
yeah.
Actually,
you know the stuff.
Thank you. That's why I asked that question about the third eye locked open.
Imagine
Because the use of words are very important, because words are like scissors that cut out what happens. That's what Florence Goebel Shin said.
And that's some more of that mise en place, Bob. Them android mean fucked up Gutenberg galaxy printing press black death blah
yes.
blah blah.
I Grand know, but
on a 1700 fucking year disaster course near ditch with ditch near you and the music playing. It's a bad
thank you so much, Bob.
Into the goat.
No,
oh, come on,
going,
we got it.
Going.
We can do this.
Okay,
we can
the whole point. Yes, who is Paul Emery?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. The fantasy.
If Gene put it on a Google Snatcher. Gene put it on a Google Snatcher.
It's out of Google.
He's not that man that follows me around all the time.
Bart put up under pressure. This is so good. Hetty's about to have a get up. Hetty just had a look at his gasm. There you go, Hetty.
the last
one.
Way to go, Rotterdam.
The last one.
Damn Rotterdam Jews.
The last little angelic realm question, does the same mechanism or self-sabotage perversity, being perverse, stem from angelic anxiety of losing control? Or is it a... Has it got anything...
answered already. We already answered it. We said yes.
Markers. Yes. Okay.
Marvelous.
Fabulous.
And could you just give me the for the glossary, could you give me the definition of a marker, please?
A spaced placeholder.
What is it? What's the noun? Barker?
A spaced marker, as in M for mother, A, R for Romeo, K for
killer.
Killer. E for elegant.
Killer.
K for killer. E for elegant. And R for Romeo.
For rapist.
Oh
for
no,
rapist.
You already said
for
Romeo.
For rapist.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Or it might be a felt tip pin with a broad tip. Might be.
Okay, and did you can I ask, actually, I've got the top of the list. There was a personal question, activating the hologram on transitioning, Why did the room light up when my Aunt Rachel, my grandmother's sister, died?
first of all, she didn't die, number one. And number two, she was hot as a $2 pistol. She was absolutely bubbling over. Her blood was on fire. If you notice what they said she died of, she was literally burning up. It's because she was transcending from this place, this connection point. She was a visitor anyway, and so she checked out. It was too hot. It was like last call to bar, honey. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Gosh, bless her.
We did. We did. She's good to go.
Thank you.
She's in Gloucestershire now.
Wow. And my late father, his name was Derek. Did anything...
Notice how she said late father, like he was always behind.
Yes.
Bob's late.
Yes.
And late Bob. Bob's always late, too. He always overruns everything and takes other people's valuable time and then wants to leave early.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sad. We are sorry, but sorry didn't do it. Late Bob did. That's what did it. It was late Bob.
Wow,
aren't you glad you had a few questions on the good? Because typically you don't get this much time, and poor people are chewing off their arms now.
Yes,
and
I'm
waiting.
Sorry.
And, you know,
thank you, everyone.
Don't be
much
sorry. You're not. You are not. You are not. Do not negotiate it. Fuck them. You want it. It's your house. You run it like you want to. Tell them to get over it. They were half the guard you were. They'd be in your place. So let the good times roll, honey.
Any instructions for the week?
Ricardo Montalban.
That's a TV star. Some jerk from the 80s. He didn't make it. I think he transitioned.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Never mind.
What's his name? What is his name?
That's fucking late, Bob. He's always late.
Yeah, yeah.
M-O-N-T-A-L-B-A-N-I-S.
Bob is ahead of his time, but he's always late. So there's the inconsistency of our Bob.
And what was the guy's name, Montalban? Fantasy Island.
I say to cab drivers all the time, oh, it's the late Bob Dobbs.
C-A-R-D-O.
Oh.
Yeah, Ricardo. Like Ricky Ricardo. Now, Ricardo Montalban, do him this week.
Yeah, he died in 2009. On this day, January 14th, 2009.
Maybe not. We don't know. Well,
right,
we'll see.
Right.
Do him. When he shows up, tear it up, honey.
Thank you very much. Fabulous. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, bud.
Go to the public house and have a good, fun time.
I used to.
Well, go now. It's great fun. You now. You're the one that you didn't know what to do, honey. Let's go to the public house. Yes.
Did you hear that laugh that Ion did?
Yeah.
He was making fun of you, Ty.
No.
He's nasty, nasty.
It was very delicious.
It was very loving. Yes, okay.
People usually make fun of me anyway. I'm quite used to it.
Why? Hey, you got a little something for that, honey. We'll get you smoking up. You can let them fall dead. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and you can brag that I've been made fun of by non-physical. I think it's a wonderful place to be.
It's a wonderful place. Yes, it's so much fun. People can say, oh, yes, they made fun of me. Oh, yes, the last four, whoever, what, fill in the blank. They're no longer with us. And then they go, and then someone else, oh, yes, that little group, they used to make fun of. Oh, yes, they're no longer with us. Yes. Then you can make a nice, basic pot of silver tips, too long, jasmine tea, instead of thank them all for the memories.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much, Josh.
Over and out.
Go sit down.
Just leave the money on the nightstand, honey.
You're welcome.
All right. This is Bart. Bart is here.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Ready. Hi. Are you well?
I am.
What would you like to talk about? What would you like to talk about today? Would you like to talk about your relationships, or your exact body, or your working job, or your future, or your past, or what would Madame Tarot speak to you today regarding?
Madame Tarot, it's funny because you're kind of poking fun at a comment that was made about this group. Yeah.
Dude.
But I know that that's not the case.
Good. Teddy thinks so, too.
Do. All right, this is not Madame Tarot. Okay, I did have questions.
Hey.
I'm very excited to ask these. The first thing I was going to ask, and it will lead into it, is Bob said, based on what you had suggested, Ian, was that Hollywood is gone or leaving, and that celebrities would have nothing to do.
Have you seen TV lately? They already don't have anything to do. No, that's
okay.
Not funny. That's the case. Look at TV. Do you see TV? Do you understand that FX is doing really good with a crazy show named Taboo? For God's sakes, are you nuts?
Included in that may be that Alec Baldwin's hosting a game show.
Well, now, that's not a surprise. He was doomed for that all along, but...
Yeah.
All of them brothers.
Bob had mentioned also later that Hollywood would be migrating, or at least part of it, to Georgia. The new center would be Georgia. Is that correct?
No. New center will be there, but they're not migrating anything. They're not welcome, so they won't be coming. This is restricted. You don't come to this land just because you got a big idea. It's restricted. So, come on, try that on if you want to. We got a big old good one for you, or a good old big one, whichever it is.
So I took that sort of like how the new America, so to speak, replaces what was the United States. The new replaces the old.
Oh, you mean like the Standard Club?
The what club? Standard?
Yes.
That's a new version of something.
Okay.
The Standard Club is a 5-star private club by Platinum Clubs of America in Chicago, Illinois. Is that a new, updated version or different version of, I guess, a club?
Or is that what they hit somebody in the head with?
Okay. Well, it's called the Standard Club, so is Hollywood getting...
No, we said it's like the Standard Club. It's very
like
exclusive.
The Standard Club, okay. I got you. Okay, so you're saying this is a higher level of...
You're not going to come in here and think you run something, okay? You run, everybody's running around doing what they want. Well, I'm at the star, and I'm going to say this, and this isn't right. And I just watched him
the highest seat in the entire world. I watched him. He just tore my heart down that I watched him make fun of an irreplaceable, irregardless, irrespective, terrible, ignorant person who wrote bad things about him and then changed the story. And then he couldn't remember what he said. He couldn't remember what he said. He made fun of him, and I'm just ripped. And I think I'm going to kill myself right now. Oh, get my sofa, my fainting sofa, to fall on, and I'll take this dagger, which I hold before me, the handle toward my hand. Come, let me clutch thee. I hold thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, feeling the failing of sight, or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation from the heat oppressed brain?
And she stabs herself in the gut and falls over dead. Yeah, it's coming.
That's a reference to Meryl Streep's Golden Globe speech regarding Trump.
Banging. And here's the rest of the story. So with all the actors and all the movies and all the shows and all the stations, and there's 1,000 channels and nothing on, that made the damn news. Of all that is, 1,000 channels, and that made the news. Now, Clinton News Network used to be a news thing. It was good because you could sort of see what was going on in the world. They would report on what was going on. Now they spend all day, every day, 24 hours a day, rewinding on why they're a good news network. They give opinions about their opinions about their opinions, and they get people to give their opinions about how they're good people and how they do it. And they just tell them they're fair and they're objective, and they just let you know. And they just know, we're just saying that Donald Trump shouldn't be the president. That's all we're trying to say. And don't you agree? Isn't that what we're trying to say? Yes. Well, then we agree that we didn't do anything wrong, and he was wrong, and we don't know why he's that way. And why does he have a tweeter anyway? We didn't know he had a tweeter. Why does he have a tweeter? We don't have a tweeter that does what his tweeter does. And now we're spending all of our time talking about his tweeting, and that's the news. And single-handedly, he has destroyed the Android meme.
And you're saying that's
but the New York Post, but the Post is Washington Post. The New York Times, the Washington Post. The Post didn't get it. The New York Times is starting to get it because the New York Times knows they're going to be gone. But he's already buying up their shares, so they might make it.
So there isn't a news or aspect of
well,
the
just
media.
Just watch what he does. Well, just watch what he does. And he says, well, finally, thank God the New York Times got it right.
Would the New York Times come under some sort of under fire or scrutiny by those who are in the Hillary camp or
no one's watching them anymore? They're all signing up for the enough potassium chloride to take themselves out.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevorkian is going to be very busy. We're going to have to get the angel of death to come through. You know, God's answer to euthanasia.
Will there be sort of an informing media aspect like the news, such as the,
we'll put up it on the YouTube channel of how to get happier to go on kill yourself. How to the easiest way to get happier go on and kill yourself. We might even do a little YouTube channel about that. That might be good. Be good. What do you think?
Sure.
Well, that's a good idea. That's a good old idea. You can even sponsor it. You can have a word from our sponsors.
What words would you use to describe the media coming out of Georgia?
Provocateur.
And that means that where there might have been a smaller percentage of influence from Ion or JW in movies and TV shows, that percentage will go up to...
Well, maybe not. Why don't you just let them do what they want to do? You don't need a JW to fix anything. Just make people that Bob make movies that Bob wants to watch. You'll pay for them. Well, that's all you got to do. And if he likes it, he'll watch it enough time and put enough quarters in the machine. It'll pay for the movie. It'll be good. Ain't no problem. Yeah. Everybody else, he don't care about. We make him watch a few things by chiding him into things, saying, "Don't you under any penalty of death watch the OA?" And of course, he's not watching TV. He don't like TV. There ain't nothing on TV. We've made him watch too much. He didn't even get Gene the cow. He doesn't understand friends. He's still waiting on the smoke monster to come back. He never knew why there was anybody else with the white lighters, the rest of the Charmed, or all the rest of that show. He never got Jack Bauer, and he never got 24, and he never got the rest of that either. And he didn't know what Prison Blue or Jack Off Black or whatever the other shit was. He didn't get that either. It's all been a miserable waste of damn standing up time.
Did you say, Ion, that there would not be movies in the future?
Not like that.
I've already noticed that, taking the OA into consideration, that it's already sort of changed the way that the format. Like I think in the first episode, the credits didn't occur until toward the end of the episode.
You have to pay attention to that. That's a tutorial. It wasn't a very good show, but it was a tutorial.
I have a lot of questions on it. I did sort of go over it a couple of times. So, first of all, I wanted to note that Britt Marling is the actress that plays the OA, the lead character. I just looked up her, and she has sort of a short film history. She doesn't have much of a history. She's a Canadian actress.
But not anymore. She's out of it now.
She's out of Canada?
Yeah, she's gone. So thank God we saved her. We saved another one. We're one at a time, and sometimes we mass communicate, but lately we've been one at a time in it.
I did note that of her short film career, she was involved in film projects that were sort of, Bob doesn't like me to use the term ionic themes or memes, but I would say material that's come out of Ion.
Bob, what does Bob know? Bob don't know nothing. Do what you want to do.
Well, is there a way that it would be appropriate to reference these sort of patterns, these ionic Iondom patterns that are in these shows?
They're just trying to give a way for people can look at it when they want to, so you can learn something.
They're sort of
trying to teach you something. their dots, connect the dots. And if you choose not to connect the dots, that's your fucking business. But don't come crying to us when your world comes imploding in and you didn't know how to do the dance and you don't know what to do and somebody tried to show you and tried to lay it out so you could watch it at your time so you could get strapped up naked and lay up in the middle of that big old damn bed and watch a little something to edify yourself just a little bit. But hell, whatever. Watch Squidbillies. That'll help you too, So just, you know, get your little early collar in your life. You'll be all right.
So this actress has been involved with other films, including one called The Sound of My Voice that came out in 2011 with the movie called Another Earth that also came out in 2011. The Sound of My Voice in particular was interesting because that title is acoustic. It deals with a voice, and she plays someone who claims to come from the future who's come back to inform people about their impending future. I'm just stating that for the record that that seems like... it's almost like a pattern here where Ion's come at one point to sort of said that they've come back and they're explaining things that are happening. And then the other, Another Earth is also something that Ion's mentioned. There are many Earth-like worlds, but there's one in particular that, of course, you've mentioned there's one in particular that's primary or that's more proximal.
Yeah, whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole.
As far as the planets, an Earth-like
planet. Yeah, whack-a-mole.
Okay.
Whack-a-mole.
You're sort of pronouncing what they've called it?
Whack okay. A mole.
And also that the titles of Britt Marling's movies, I won't get too much into this actress beyond this, but a lot of the titles are Sound of,
care.
Yeah, Sound of My Voice.
You'll have to hold her, though.
All right. Sound of My Voice, Another Earth, The Company You Keep, The East, The Better Angels, I Origins, Babylon, and then the OA. Which is this most recent. Is this actress someone like a J.J. Abrams character where they are sort of being more influenced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can't make it too good because then everybody gets over it. I mean, that's what happened with your Game of Thrones, see? It just got overdone. And look at Westworld, it's even better. And the whole meme's going to embrace and attach it when you get to season 3. It's over the top. But, you know, it's a bold rumor.
It seems like a lot of these actors in these shows, like The Event and so forth, they use the same actors in a lot of these similarly themed shows.
Yeah, they do. It's called typecasting. That's why you never want to play Brokeback Mountain.
All right.
Well,
so,
I mean, just saying. They can't really do much else of it. It's like Hazel. Remember Shirley Booth? Do you remember Shirley Booth?
The name doesn't ring a bell. Hazel. Okay. Shirley Booth. Hazel.
Yeah. She never got anything beyond the Sunshine Girls. She never got anything past the Sunshine Girls. That's all she could do.
It's like the Skipper and Gilligan.
Right. They never got any more than that.
Are there any parallel world actors that are involved in any of these shows?
Lots of them. They come and go all the time. What do you think happened to Marlon Brando?
But of this more recent sort of spate of shows that Ion has influenced
Jack
more.
Jack DePatty.
Yeah, that's a Bob name.
Who? Never heard of him.
Yeah, that's a moving target. You never know who you're talking to. Okay, so now you had mentioned the OA. When I first mentioned, there was a dream that I had had, and I didn't mention the first part of the dream, but the first part took place in a large room with many desks and tables that had very high ceilings. And this appeared, that same room appeared twice in the OA.
Yep, that was the whole point, it's a connect.
Now, I was going to ask if I had influence in those rooms being included in the show, or did I place those in my night travels?
Well, don't call it that, just put it in your head. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to Marva to sing about Tiki Taki, and you know how Bob loves that.
I got the notion, kind of like I had the notion of lifting my hand up before I had the dream, and that came in the dream.
Yeah, it's like the second when you spin, like in a golf swing, when you spin in the second movement, same way. You're actually getting pretty good at it for being a quasi old book.
I'm getting good at the movements, you say.
Yes.
Okay. So
you're going, Wait, Ion, you didn't say I was. I didn't say I was doing the movement.
I didn't.
And now there's your glib, clicheable archetype.
So this is also demonstrating the these movements that we are that I'm involved in. Are you not?
Bob, call Ann and put her through on your line or something. She's shooting down the world. Get her in. She can't get the number. We gave her the number. Bart gave her the number, but Bart's busy right now. Unlike you, Bart's actually working hard for you, Bob. So get her in. Get her on Skype. Get her over. Get her out. Get her in here. Come on, Ann. Let's go. Jump. Just go to Bob's house. He won't let you in, but come to Bob's house. He'll let you listen through the door, through the keyhole.
I'm doing these movements, and...
Well, you didn't say that. We were said you're getting good at it.
I'm getting good at it, okay.
Have you been able to move blood yet? We told you about that. Remember in Leviticus? We told you how to do that, to stop blood, remember?
Was that also something that
stop,
was evident?
Don't stop. Stop. What are you doing? Okay. What are you going to out yourself? Nice. There's some other things you probably don't want the whole fucking world to know about you, too, don't you?
Okay.
Just saying. Just saying.
I have been able to move and stop blood.
Good. Excellent.
You had mentioned the wind blowing through the trees that was from my dream also, and the clouds on the trees, and there was a scene with the wind blowing through the trees.
Yeah, the Simpsons. Remember the clouds and the Simpsons? That, those same clouds, yep.
The opening clouds.
And the Simpsons. Were,
I looked out my window from work, my worky job this past week, and I looked at clouds that looked like they were exactly from the Simpsons, the color of the sky, the clouds and everything.
Yep.
It seemed like I was looking at the cartoon itself.
Yep, that's right.
That you're just dropping me a line?
Yeah.
So the wind blew through the trees in a couple of significant points in the show. The character French stopped outside the cafeteria and saw the wind blowing, and then there was an event, and the wind blew again, but this time there was a sense of the place had been clear. What would you say that was, Ion? Was the place filled with light? Was it cleared? Was it calmed when the wind blew the second time? All right, so in my dream, I said out loud after shining this light on this being that left, I said, this place has been filled with light, or fill this place with light, and that's when I leapt away from there, looked back, and saw the cloud shaped like a lamb.
Yeah, basically.
The wind through the trees reminded me of a statement that you made about the spirit. You were having a conversation with Eben and Califia about... here I go now.
Yeah, they're recovering. We adore Eben. She's just a little sideways, but see, sometimes you need a good antagonist to have a protagonist, you see? So the counterpart of that's okay. We adore Eben, and Eben's going to be all right. She just had a moment. It's no problem. It was okay. Because, see, you should be able to feel whatever you feel, however you are. You see?
Yes, I don't see an issue that Eben has an issue, but...
She doesn't, but she just had to get over the part because, see, when you get so conditionally responsive into a genre, a sect, or an era, that these are overridden, these are overdone, these are the big bad people are coming to do bad things to us, and we got to stand up to us, and this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. All that's wonderful and fine, but that's not the point. That's the conversation, you see?
Maybe that'll lead into what I was going to ask here, which is you were saying... during that conversation that you're taking the supernal, you have the supernal and you have the natural. And you said that regarding, this conversation was about what took place in Ferguson, which was where that boy was shot by the police. You said, this is the heartbeat of America and that Politburo is not going to run us. Were there things that were false and wrong all the way around here? Yes, of course there were. There always is. Is there more involved? Yes, there always is. This is the cry of, at what point do you keep me safe and at what point do you kill my children because they're not going to make it safe for me? This is the old school of the platitudes and vicissitudes. No one has a problem with God as love, and no one has a problem with the police are to serve and protect. No one has a problem with that. You hired a police force to protect your community. In Ferguson, where this is a little two-horse town, but nobody would even care. So this thing is a spirit. The supernal comes in and starts raging against it. Then all of a sudden this outcome happens. So the wind through the trees I took to be the spirit descending in a similar case. Is that the
case?
Just
got home from Illinois, locked the front door. Oh, boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing, do, 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 looking out my back door. There's a giant doing cartwheels, a statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. A dinosaur Victrola listening to Buck Owens. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. Wondrous apparition provided by magician. Forward troubles, Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Bother me tomorrow. Today I'll buy no sorrows. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Like that. And music is on the Goober Snatcher if anybody cares. Probably come into a playlist near you.
Yeah, you've mentioned that song before, so I'll listen to it and look at the lyrics again.
Well, no, it's not about the number of times. It's about the answer to this specific thing you said.
Okay.
To that specific, how you fit.
So you went on here to say, and this is a bit of a tangent, but
well,
that's the kind of thing.
Wait a second, stop. If you're going to have a tangent, then you have to be able to pull the cosine. Do you know what A is to B? Do you know on a triangle? What? On a triangle, do you know what A is to B? The coordinate. But that coordinate's going to be, if you're going to pull a tangent off of a sine or a cosine from A to B, you have to know those coordinates to be able to pull a tangent. So as long as you do, then proceed. If you don't, then you got to triangulate it. Well, you're giggling, but that's the case.
I can't answer that question at the moment.
Then don't ask the question if you can't answer it at this moment. Ask your next question. It's all good. Ain't nobody
okay.
Hurt.
All right, well, you had mentioned whole hog sausage, and that's why I went back to
the whore of Babylon. And the whore of Babylon.
What you said that conversation boiled down to was the same conversation between Joseph and the Pharaoh, or it was the people that Joseph was representing in the Pharaoh, the ones in bondage.
And the reason they were in bondage, they asked to be in bondage. It's like slavery today. They asked to be enslaved. And then they're mad because they're slaved.
The spirit descending into that situation, is that those who are in bondage summoning that spirit that created the magnification of that small town's situation?
Mayberry, RFD.
All right, and moving on to the next ones. The OA is involved with five other people in the underground scenario.
Well, that's no, stop. The only reason you have five movies is because of Bob's fucking pinhead. You have
okay.
The four quadrants and the tiny notes, so we had to have some symbolism or he'll never watch the ridiculous shit. Just like he liked to got lost and lost. And like it never got him back and got him to the damn church, and then he got really fucked up. And then Jason Derulo took over, and it's been really south ever since.
But that five is also seems to be reflected. It's the first group that OA is with and the second group that she's with.
Duke. Looking out my back door.
And also, the ceiling of the FBI building had the wavy pattern.
Wasn't that interesting? That was very interesting. We put that in there. It's like white, 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 and then it wasn't, and it's kind of like, wait a minute, there is no ceiling. No, the floor is the ceiling. No, we were looking at it. No, it was moving. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That had your stamp on it right there. That was a beautiful thing.
Now, Breakbills does the same thing you'll see in Breakbills.
Okay.
And Fillory. Fillory is special because Fillory is going to show you some. There's some symbols in Fillory that you're going to want for later. So save them now. Don't play the fool.
Also regarding Bob, the color purple was prominent in the OA. Everybody seemed to be wearing purple, but also there seemed to be a purple tint over the entire show.
Yeah,
when you looked
it's
at,
like a filter.
A filter.
When you looked at white, it almost seemed like a very pale violet in the show.
Well, actually, it was almost like a sienna.
Even down to the sandwiches that the OA makes, they had a purple vegetable on, so that was a very prominent color.
They did. It's called rugula.
Rugula, okay.
It's a peppery, like a cabbagey kind of a peppery bite to it, like a kale or a radicchio.
And I sort of associate that with the translation or the name of the Alfonso character. There's a character named Alfonso whose nickname is French. The name that Alfonso translates to, or the meaning, is noble and ready. Another question I had was, this show didn't seem to focus on the blood as much maybe as other shows, but it seemed to more focus on the angels or
everything you turned around, the dog was biting her, she was bloody, they shot her in the chest, she was bloody, they beat the shit out of the other guy and he was bloody, it was about as bloody as they get. And then the fella beat him to death, and then the blood was running out of him, he killed him, and blood was running out their ears when they were killing him in the playroom downstairs and popping their eardrums, and there was blood everywhere. What are you talking about?
Well, in the OA, when she would have one of her visions, she would have a bloody nose.
And the blood would drip out of her nose. They didn't talk about the blood, but yeah, it was bloody everywhere.
Oh, okay, right.
Did you notice the blood wasn't red? Purple it was.
Would you say what the purple represented there, or...
The new color of blood, blue blood.
Okay, now I did have questions related to that.
Whip it out there. We'll play with the guitar. Let's go.
I'll mention first that the character of OA uses the term invisible you, and that was a term that Bob had mentioned, basically, the invisible body.
The Thompson Quadrant.
A conversation that Bob had a couple of them. One of them was with Roxana when Bob was quoting you in a session clip. He said, we have ions saying that underneath the cellular description of matter, you know, the neutrons, protons, electrons, and neutrinos, is a musical platform or a musical subground. We haven't done much on it, but he does refer to it as frequencies and vibrational tone shifts. I'm paraphrasing Bob, paraphrasing ion.
Boy, that's like the Paralympics, isn't it?
Well, I did transcribe Bob's statements, but I don't... He is
Bob don't even know where he is. Are you kidding? We had to kick his chair because he doesn't even sit down anymore. We're just kicking in the leg. It's pretty good, the leg of his leg. No, it's like the quarks. He's trying to explain quarks.
Quarks, okay.
That's the half-step modulation between the FACE and every good boy does fine.
And tones maybe can be a synonym for quarks in this regard?
No, don't say tone, say tonal.
So Bob made other statements to Barbara on a different... Actually, this is where Bob mentions the invisible you. Bob says, you want to stay in the physical, although it's a tonal dance, physical. It's not something you can visualize. You do not want to have a visual image of what you are. An ascended being does not have a heart or legs. At best, you're a musical chord. That's what we learned tonight. We learned that the ground of sight is the ear. You wouldn't even have an ear to hear it. Then Bob says, you can't get rid of your body, because Barbara says you want to stay in your body. Bob says, you can't get rid of your body, but that's the invisible body, the dance of sounds, or more than that. The physical body you have of yourself is not what you want to be.
Yeah, it sucks. Do you realize how hard it is to get rid of? You almost had to have like a big boiler to throw the body in and let it burn for about 3 or 4 days if you're going to get rid of all of the DNA. It's a pity to get rid of body. Now, remember in God's Bro and Squidbilly, they made a horse swallowing black hole where they could dump Grandpa Pee-Pee. And the horror that he had a 8-ball-fueled weekend of debauchery with. Do you remember that when we were poking the broom trying to get it to fall through?
Yes.
That's the way to do it. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
That's the one they turned the cow inside out. That was cool.
That's right. Okay, the cow. All right. Okay, so I remember you were talking about the Squidbillies and how the cow went inside out.
God's bro.
Right in the horse swallowing hole. You don't require a broom to get rid of a body with that hole, do you?
That's what they did at CERN.
Did they get rid of a body in a hole, a black hole?
It was crummy.
Ah, crumbs. That was Bob's contribution. The crumbs.
Oh, but don't go miss. Don't drag Bob into it. He's in enough damn trouble.
I don't know who Bob is anyway, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, neither does he, so it's all good. He's some sub-genius. He's a dupe of sub-genius.
So the OA mentions the invisible you and the invisible river.
Yeah, that's what hooks the fountains together in all of Europe.
That's an underground river that hooks the fountains up there. Is that the case?
It's not a river, it's just a canal way, passageway.
Okay.
The under and over. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven, remember?
So, Ian would say, you would say that there is a river that connects fountains.
There are. Well, of course, that's how they run. They didn't have enough water to run all the fountains at once. They were fast. They would do one, then the king would move to the next one, and they'd let the water go to the next one. So by the time he got there, it was all flowing and wonderful, and then it would drain and back and forth. You know how it goes.
Oh, that's great.
What do you mean, great? That's how they did it.
But it's nice when you move from one fountain to another and it's filled. It's filled for you.
Of course. And see, the pressure, because they have reducers, would keep the foot pressure up, so it would make it squirt. They didn't have pumps back in those days, remember?
There's the pressure. Under pressure makes it squirt.
He said a funny. He said a funny. That's so fun. That's
we,
now, don't blame us. We didn't say fucking or nothing about coitus or pussy or nothing. We didn't say nothing. He did it all by himself. We didn't have nothing to do with flow, stream. Yeah, we didn't say none of that. Right.
Double and triple entendres abound.
Triple entendre, yes.
Yes, and that pressure was also reminds me of the conversation you had with Bob about the pressure forcing the fluid up through the straw. Not to be distracted by that, but...
Yeah, and that would be very distracting. It's how the straw works. Yes,